There's nothing like a bit of holiday music to get us in the mood and to start off our show. Hello, everybody. My name is Ivan Muzechka, and welcome to Studio 1024, the Holiday Edition. I'm sitting in for Megan Whalen, who's away this week. I hope you're doing well.
And I'm Jeff Green, and thanks to all of you for tuning in. You're hearing the Munn Festival Choir with Carol of the Bells, always a great holiday song. So, Ivan, are you ready for the holidays?
Just about. There's a few more stockings to stuff and people to cross off the list. How about you?
I think so. The tree is up, the house is decorated. All I need now is the turkey in the oven and some presents underneath the tree.
Well, Jeff, Memorial got quite the present under its tree this past week.
Yes, indeed. Coming up on our show, we'll tell you about the million-dollar donation that put a lot of smiles on people's faces.
Plus, we'll get the lowdown on a huge investment in the Marine Institute Safety Center on the West Coast.
Plus, we'll tell you about a special reception planned for this week to formally bid farewell to outgoing Munn President Axel Meissen.
All that, and we'll have special holiday greetings from around the university.
There's a great deal to get to on this special edition of our podcast. Let's get right to it. Here's Ivan with this week's top story.
Memorial students received a significant boost this week from a record-setting donation. President Axel Meissen announced at an event on December the 10th that Drs. Angus and Jean Bruno have donated over $1 million to Memorial. It's the largest single donation from living individuals in the university's history. And this generous gift will be used to create the Angus Bruno Student Leadership and Innovation Fund in Engineering, a program that will support initiatives led by students in the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science. Delia Warren, president of the Engineering Undergraduate Society, was on hand to talk about the kind of diverse academic outreach and charitable activities her organization undertakes and how this fund will help.
I hope that as a result of our actions, we have convinced students and others that as engineers, we have the power to make a difference. Hardly any aspect of our communities is untouched by engineers, and we wanted people to think about how they could use their engineering skills in a positive and socially responsible way. But although we have many ideas and a high level of motivation, one of our greatest challenges has always been securing sufficient funds to put our plans into action. This donation will do wonders in helping us to accomplish many of the great ideas that we have that would otherwise be impossible. And I promise that you will hear and see more good things being done by young engineers in the coming years.
Jonas Roberts, a master's student and president of the Memorial Chapter of Engineers Without Borders, also commented about how student-led activities can change the world and also provide valuable leadership skills and experience for students.
And so I'm really excited about the future, not just my future, but UWB's future and the faculty's future. And I'm especially excited about the things that students who take my place and Delia's place, what they'll be able to accomplish in the next couple of years. And this contribution will definitely help towards that.
After an unveiling of the gift and a standing ovation for the donors, Dr. Angus Bruno, the founding dean of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science, spoke of the many enriching and unexpected opportunities he and his wife Jean have enjoyed since they came to St. John's 40 years ago, and how delighted they are to be able to make such an impact with their gift.
And what we hope will come of this contribution will be many surprises, just as our own engagement here has been full of surprises that we could not possibly imagine today. And with the bright, young, committed people in this faculty, throughout this province, in this university, we're confident that this is another small contribution that will yield so much more to the community through the capabilities and commitments of those people.
The Angus Bruno Student Life Program will recognize student leadership and innovation in three categories: community service, engineering education, and research. More information is available through the Dean's Office in Engineering.
Is Dr. Christopher Lockett. I work in the Department of English here at Munn. I'll be going home for the holidays this year to spend it with my family in Toronto. And I'll be missing one of our traditions, which is going to cut down our Christmas tree. But I will be arriving on the day that it's there, so at least I'll be home for the traditional trimming of the tree.
And you'll be hearing more of those special holiday messages from around the university throughout our show. And just before Dr. Lockett's message, you heard the Munn Brass Choir with O Come All Ye Faithful. Well, the Provincial Department of Education is providing $400,000 to the Marine Institute's Safety and Emergency Response Training Center in Stephenville. The money will support its ongoing operations and the future growth of the center, one of the premier fire training facilities in the country. More than 1,000 students receive training in firefighting, emergency response, and industry safety each year at the CERT Center. That facility is an important arm of the MI's Offshore Safety and Survival Center. The first-class center on the West Coast includes a team of highly trained and experienced instructors. Memorial President Dr. Axel Meisen said the CERT Center is an example of how Memorial is building new community partnerships, especially with towns in rural parts of the province.
The end of the year isn't the only thing that's around the corner. Dr. Axel Meisen is also set to end his term as president of Memorial at the end of this month. A special ceremony is set for next week to celebrate his leadership and contribution as MUN's seventh president and vice chancellor. He's stepping down to take a new position in Alberta. The university-wide reception is being hosted by Gil Dalton, chair of Memorial's Board of Regents. It takes place on Tuesday, December the 18th at 3 p.m. in the main dining hall, Peyton College. Those who'd like to receive an invitation to the reception or to send a personalized message to Dr. Meisen can log on to www.mun.ca/marcom/event/register.php. Meanwhile, I sat down for an in-depth interview with Dr. Meisen recently. He said although he's leaving Memorial, he'll still have a strong connection to this province.
I and my family have made very, very good friends in the province. We love this place. We can see ourselves returning here and possibly retiring here. But this province has so much going for it. To me, it appeals intellectually, but also very emotionally. And I'm delighted to be here. And like many a Newfoundlander who is leaving, we are thinking of returning.
And you can hear that entire interview by logging on to mun.ca/marcom/podcasts. Be sure to also check out the latest issue of the Gazette for special coverage on Dr. Meisen's tenure as president.
Hi, my name is Dr. Elsa Craig. I'm in the sociology department where I'm the undergraduate coordinator and I also teach. This holiday, we had a great big party over the weekend, open house, because we're not going to be here for the actual holidays. For that time, we have to go to Ontario and visit everybody we could possibly be related to in a week and a half. It's very relaxing, as you might imagine. Happy holidays.
And just before Dr. Craig's message, you heard the MUN Brass Choir with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Well, organizers of a unique program are still looking for your help and lots of it. The holiday hosting program is coordinated every year by the International Student Advising Office. This is how it works. International students, many of whom can't make it home during the holidays, get a chance to spend time with a local family over a home-cooked meal. In turn, families get a chance to learn about Christmas traditions in other parts of the world. Organizers say so far they only got a handful of families who are opening their doors to students, and they're pleading for your help. They're encouraging members of the university community to consider helping make the holidays extra special for some international students. And for more information on this program, you can email holidayhosting@hotmail.com or call the International Student Advising Office at 737-7505.
Despite the fact exams are finished, there are a few things happening at Grenfell College to put everybody in the holiday spirit. The Faculty Staff Social Committee invites children of all ages to its annual Children's Christmas Party. It takes place this coming Sunday, December the 16th, from 2 to 4 p.m. in the GCSU Food Court. Meanwhile, off-campus and student housing are offering a limited amount of free, non-perishable food items to Grenfell students who live off-campus or in the chalets. The food bank is open until 4:30 p.m. December the 14th or until supplies last. Donations for the food bank are always welcome. Non-perishable food items can be dropped off at the housing office. Any food left over will be donated to the local food sharing network. And, finally, students who have the last-minute munchies can drop by off-campus housing, which is located in the housing office, for a free, healthy snack during exams. That program wraps up December the 14th at 4:30 p.m.
Well, in addition to those Grenfell events, the annual Alumni Family Holiday Movie is taking place on Saturday, December the 15th at 10 a.m. The movie is Happy Feet, and for tickets you can call 737-4354 or log on to today.mun.ca for more information. Well, Memorial's campuses in both St. John's and Corner Brook continued to grow this past year. The university continually attracts hundreds of students from around the world who come from multicultural backgrounds. In his final farewell holiday message, Memorial President Dr. Axel Meisen says we should be proud of the fact Memorial has a peaceful and safe environment to study and to work.
Here at Memorial, we have a diversity of cultures, people from all corners of the world who live and work together peacefully and constructively. And I think if we can share some of that peaceful collaboration that we exhibit here at the university with people elsewhere in the world, we're making yet another great contribution to peace at the personal level and throughout the global community. I wish all of you who are listening to this broadcast happy holidays and a peaceful new year.
My name is Nicole Rickert. I'm from St. John's. Every Christmas I usually just go to both of my grandparents' house, but this Christmas is a bit different. My boyfriend just graduated from the RCMP, so he's coming home for Christmas this year, and a bit excited about Christmas this year. We might go to Clarenville, because that's where he's from, and spend some time with his parents and grandparents.
And there, just before Nicole's message, was the Munn Festival Choir with Ding Dong Merrily on High. Well, that's about going to do it for this special holiday-themed edition of Studio 1024. We certainly hope you've enjoyed the program. Before we sign off, we want to say thanks to all of you, our loyal listeners, for tuning in each and every week this year.
We'd also like to say a great big thank you to the fantastic folks here at Memorial's campus radio station, CHMR, for allowing us to drop by their studios each week to record this show.
And thanks as well to Memorial School of Music for helping us track down some great music you've been hearing throughout the show. Thanks especially to Jennifer Hart, concert assistant at the school. Right now you're hearing the Munn Chamber Choir as we close out the show with Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree. Thanks again, Jennifer, for all your help.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in Room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building on the St. John's campus.
David Sorensen is our producer, and in addition to sitting in the co-host chair this week, Ivan Mazechka is our executive producer. Thanks as well to Leslie Vreinhook for her help in putting together this week's show.
Tell us what you think of Studio 1024. If you'd like to comment on anything you hear, send us an email. Our address is marcom@mun.ca.
And we're taking a bit of an extended break over the holiday season. We won't be back on the air until January the 18th, 2008. We certainly hope you can join us then each and every week when we return. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. From all of us here at Studio 1024, happy holidays. Stay safe. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Ivan Mazechka. Before we sign off this week, you'll hear a couple of international students wishing you happy holidays. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you in 2008.
Hi, my name is Irina. I am from Russia. Счастливого Рождества, счастливо провести праздники и счастливого нового 2008 года.
Hello, folks. My name is Johan Suminjuansen. I'm from the Faroe Islands. Gleðilegt nýtt ár, velkomin á Howdy the Gottar. Hvað er það?